The White House wants to eliminate Environmental Protection Agency funds for water projects in Alaska Native villages. That's according to a story in the Washington Post today. It says the Trump administration's plans for the EPA budget also include trimming grants to states by 30% and eliminating climate change initiatives. Alaska receives about $78 million a year in grants and contracts from the EPA, a substantial portion through the Alaska Native Villages Water Program. The money helps villages install new water and wastewater systems, so fewer communities have to rely on unsafe drinking water and honey buckets. The money also helps villages improve existing systems. The EPA cuts are reportedly part of a $54 billion reduction in domestic programs the White House wants to offset an increase in military spending. The president's budget isn't final yet or public.
First, we have to get to the real facts, and right now we're just operating off of some suggestions.
Senator Lisa Murkowski chairs the appropriations subcommittee that drafts the spending bill for the EPA.
I will obviously look to maintain those areas where Alaskans and people around the country feel it's important to ensure that we have the EPA doing its job, which is to ensure that we have clean air, clean water.
Last year, she got $20 million for the Alaska Village Water Program, twice as much as the year before. Murkowski spoke shortly before the Post published its story. Several news outlets have reported more generally that the White House wants to cut the EPA budget by about 24%, while the Interior Department would face a 10% cut. Murkowski says she doesn't know if the reports are accurate.
We do, as appropriators, need to be prepared for a budget that on the discretionary side is probably going to look initially pretty aggressive.
But the president's budget isn't the final say. Congress ultimately decides how federal money is allocated. The Senate today also confirmed Ryan Zinke of Montana as Interior Secretary. Zinke's simultaneous support for keeping federal lands public and resource development on public lands has the environmental lobby unsure of what to make of him. Alaska's congressional delegation gives him high marks.